And here's the Kraft Music Hall. It's the one and only.
Yes, Miracle Whip salad dressing is the one and only of its kind.
A unique type of dressing, combining the qualities of old-fashioned boiled dressing and fine mayonnaise, Miracle Whip is different, irresistible.
Made by Kraft, famous Miracle Whip has a lively, teasing flavor millions prefer. Truly the one and only.
Whenever possible, top your salads with Miracle Whip. Its marvelous flavor can't be copied, and a special beater patented by Kraft gives it surpassing smoothness.
Keep on the lookout for the one and only Miracle Whip.
The Kraft Music Hall presents Nelson Eddy with the lovely Metropolitan Opera soprano Nadine Connor, the brilliant young concert pianist Leonard Panario, the Kraft Chorus, and Robert Armbruster and his orchestra. I'm Ken Carpenter, and here is Nelson Eddy.
Where's the music that is hot so sweet? Where's the trample of a soldier's feet? Come and listen to the march they play. I can hear them from afar with their gay tarantara, and I know they're coming near a boy they always pass this way. And the banging of the drum. Oh, listen to the soldiers in the park.
Oh, listen to the band. How merrily they play.
You know, the 4th of July is always an occasion for celebration, but I'm having a little celebration of my own on this 3rd of July. I've been invited to be your host here in the Kraft Music Hall this summer, and I'm lucky enough to be in the good company of Nadine Connor, Leonard Panario, Robert Armbruster, and Ken Carpenter.
Wait a minute, Nelson. We're the ones who are in good company.
Huh?
Yeah, I've been a fan of yours for years.
Well, Ken, ever since I first heard your persuasive salesmanship on the air, I've been a fan of yours.
But, Nelson, I mean, I'm a real fan.
I think we'd better turn off these fans before it starts blowing in here.
Yeah.
Ken, this being the Kraft Music Hall, how about giving me a hand keeping the accent on music?
Okay. Nelson Eddy sings the ballad believed to be the last ever written by America's beloved composer, Stephen Foster. Beautiful Dreamer.
Beautiful dreamer, wake unto me. Starlight and dewdrops are waiting for thee. Sounds of the rude world heard in a day, lulled by the moonlight, have all passed away. Beautiful dreamer, queen of my song, list while I woo thee with soft melody. Gone are the cares of life's busy throng. Beautiful dreamer, awake unto me. Beautiful dreamer, awake unto me.
beautiful dream, a beam on my heart. Seen as the moon on the streamlet and sea. Then will all clouds of sorrow depart. Beautiful dreamer, awaken to me.
My lovely singing associate was one of the first to disprove the theory that to be a metropolitan opera soprano, you had to be constructed along the lines of a full-rigged schooner under sail. And prior to gracing the Metropolitan, she attracted attention in operetta, musical comedy, and on the radio. If you haven't had the good fortune to hear her before, you'll have ample opportunity this summer in the Kraft Music Hall. For further proof that music hath charms, here is Nadine Connor. was lovely. Oh, scrumptious. Really fine. It's like old home week hearing your voice again.
Oh, go on. I bet you say the same thing to Jeanette McDonald.
But never on Thursdays.
Well, it really is old home week, Nelson. Singing with you again and being back here in California.
Say, that's right. You're a native Californian.
Yeah, being an old Peoria boy myself, Nadine, tell me, how does one go about becoming a native Californian?
Well, the first thing I did was get a great-grandmother who sailed to California around Cape Horn in 1843.
Mm-hmm. I'll put an ad in the paper in the morning.
And my great-grandfather came out for the gold rush, driving a yoke of oxen.
If gasoline goes any higher, that might be an idea. I don't think you missed a thing, Nadine, not being on hand for either of those trips.
I don't think so either, Nelson. Those were the days when women had to drive wagons, clear the fields, chop the trees, and build a log cabin.
What energetic women.
Oh, what lazy men. But before I get accused of not pitching in with the chores myself tonight, I think Bobby Armbruster and the orchestra are ready with a tune from Naughty Marietta, originally entitled If I Were Anybody Else But Me, but in the picture we called it The Owl and the Bobcat.
A hoot owl sang from a sycamore limb to wit. A bobcat made some remarks to him that made him mad clean through.
The owl said, who are you to sit there criticizing me?
I understand you're not the kind of a cat you pretend to be. I'm pretty sure the owl knows better now. Oh, he knows better now. A hoot owl sang from a sycamore limb to it. A bobcat made some remarks to him that made him mad clean through.
The owl said, who are you to sit there criticizing me?
I understand you're not the kind of a cat you pretend to be.
The cat replied with just one big meow.
I'm pretty sure the owl knows better now. Oh, he.
The story of the owl and the bobcat. And here's another story that bears repeating.
Summer days are salad days, time when those cool, crisp beauties taste better than ever, especially topped with the one and only Miracle Whip.
Yes, the one and only Miracle Whip salad dressing made by Kraft. It's America's favorite salad dressing, for Miracle Whip is different, with a lively, teasing flavor everybody loves. You see, this is a unique type of dressing, combining the qualities of old-fashioned boiled dressing and fine mayonnaise.
Zesty, yet not a bit too sharp, Miracle Whip has a flavor that's just right. Then a special beater used exclusively by Kraft gives it really unusual texture. So velvety smooth and creamy, it's hard to believe.
Serve it whenever possible. Frequent shipments are going out to your dealer, so you should find it fairly often.
The delicious different salad dressing with the can't-be-copied flavor. The one and only Miracle Whip.
Yes, the one and only Miracle Whip, the salad dressing millions prefer.
Noodling is a term musicians use to describe fooling around at the piano. So you might say Leonard Panario is noodling at our grand piano. But when a young man has been featured as a soloist with virtually every major symphony orchestra in the country, you can hardly call it fooling around. Back from service in the CBI, That's China, Burma, India Theater to anyone who ever sweated out a furlough. Leonard just completed a concert tour of 60 cities. Keep that up, Leonard, and the movies will be grabbing you.
I doubt it, Nelson. I don't know what it is to be an actor.
Confidentially, Leonard, some of my friends accuse me of the same thing.
Say, Leonard, didn't you make your professional debut right here in the Old Kraft Music Hall?
That's right, Ken. I was just 10 years old. I remember they gave me a great big box of cheese.
You played here when you were 10? How old are you now?
22.
Well, what took you so long to come back?
I just finished the cheese.
Well, from now on, Leonard, you... All right. From now on, you'll get your rations regularly, believe me. In return, we'll expect to hear such brilliant piano interpretations as your treatment of Manuel de Falla's Fire Dance. The hall is yours, Leonard Panario.
When I went to see your new picture, Northwest Outpost, last week, I expected to see you in the uniform of a Northwest Mounted Policeman again.
Oh, no, Ken. The setting of the picture wasn't quite that far northwest. All my red coats are still in storage. But the composer of Northwest Outpost was the same great musician who accounted for the Mounties and the melodies of Rosemary, Rudolph Fremmel. His latest duet is Nearer and Dearer. Nadine Connor and I would like to sing it for you.
Days hurry by and years seem to fly, but somehow I and my love for you remain the same.
Matter of fact, the way that I act is somehow just like a moth that hovers around a flame. Sundown, oh, purple hills. was every star that lights the night. A cloak that robin wore to daffodil.
You are near and you are dear.
And love will know no more when moonlight creeps in.
Independence can mean many things. It can mean political freedom, such as we celebrate tomorrow, or it can mean breaking away from established tradition, the stereotype, and the routine, such as the music of George Gershwin. Nadine Connor, Leonard Panario, Robert Armbruster, the orchestra and chorus, and I now offer you a Gershwin medley.
Plenty for me. I got no car, I got no mule, I got no misery. Them folks with plenty of plenty got a lock on their door. Afraid somebody's a gwine to rob them while they're out of making more. What for? I got no lock on the door, that's no way to be. They can steal the rug from the floor. That's okay with me, for the things that I prize, like the stars in the sky, are free. Oh, I got plenty of nothing, nothing's plenty for me. I got my girl, got my song, got heaven, the whole thing long.
No, you must explain it.
Got my girl. Thank you. let the drums roll out, let the trumpet call, and the people shout, strike up the band, hear the cymbals ring, calling one and all, to the marshal swing, strike up the band. There was more to be won, there's a job to be done, take your place in the sun, make your noise. On a line, ye boys, come along, let's go.
Hey, leader.
Hey, leader, strike up the band.
Well, friends, that just about does it for tonight. It's been a pleasure being with you here in the Kraft Music Hall. And now that you know the way, try to join us again next Thursday, won't you? Until then, good night.
Why not stay tuned to the Seal Test Village Store, which follows immediately.
At your food store, have you noticed the display of Kraft cheese spreads lately? They're back in gaily decorated posy pattern glasses. Now, every time you buy one of the 8 delicious Kraft spreads, you get a smart little drinking glass to use again and again. Buy an assortment of several Kraft cheese spreads tomorrow for swell snacks and sandwiches. And start your set of the new colorful posy pattern glasses that are so useful.
Starring Nelson Eddy is presented by the Kraft Food Company and came to you from Hollywood.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.